Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. John chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, that's our passage today. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you'll understand." "No," Peter said, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." When Jesus and his disciples met to celebrate the Passover, the servant in charge of washing feet didn't show up. In a day when sandaled feet became dirty on the dusty roads and people reclined around a table, this service was essential. We saw yesterday that Jesus took on the lowly duty and washed the disciples' feet. One can only imagine the emotion of the disciples as Jesus made his way to each of them, dipped the towel in a basin of water, and washed their feet. And when Jesus came to Peter, this bold disciple wanted none of it. "No," Peter said, "you shall never wash my feet." But Peter relented when Jesus explained, "Unless I wash you, Peter, you have no part of me." The same applies to us. Certainly, it is humbling to allow Jesus to wash our sinful hearts. Pride often gets in the way of letting Jesus do for us what we can't do for ourselves. However, unless we allow Jesus to cleanse us by his work on the cross, we have no relationship with him. So today I want to ask you this question. Will you humble yourself and allow Jesus to cleanse your heart right now? Here's a prayer you can pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I cannot make myself clean. My heart is dirty and diseased by sin. My sin separates me from you. So right now, I humble myself before you. Please wash my heart and make it clean. Turn my heart toward you. Allow me to follow you. I desire to have a relationship with you. I pray in your name. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to help you get started on your journey with Jesus. You can let us know by sending us an email at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org. We'd love to pray with you and send you some resources to help you get started on your journey.